Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
It is Super Bowl Sunday. We are live. It's about 10 minutes to kick off here. And this game is what matters. The imploding economy, the global central banks openly doing this by design to create a depression, and you being homeless on the street, that doesn't matter. The game is what matters, ladies and gentlemen. You've been trained like that, and that's good. You need to be slaves here in this nation. So I'm glad you're not listening to the show today. I'm glad you're watching the Pats and the New York Giants. That is what our country needs. Keep drinking the sodium fluoride, rotting holes in your brain, by design, openly in government documents. It is a wonderful, beautiful thing. And it's a wonderful, beautiful thing that bioethicists under eugenics in the U.S. and England, all the way out to Australia, are talking about not giving treatment to old people because they need to go ahead and die. That's not an important issue. We should talk about the Patriots again, ladies and gentlemen, and we will. All right, I'm going to stop being sarcastic. The globalists are great pitchmen, and they know how to institutionalize the fake war on terror, to have 10% of the college graduates having their scholarships paid for to go be spies, thugs, secret police, to shift the economy over where the military-industrial complex is actually going to own the nation. And they do the same thing with the environmental movement. It's good to not have poison water and air, and so they sell you on it, and they also institutionalize it, where you can make money in the clean movement. But then, meanwhile, the government allows the big companies to have open-air testing of genetically engineered crops that are spreading, causing super bad problems, toxic waste dumping in the ocean, cutting down the rainforest. All the real environmental degradation is accelerating while they train us that we shouldn't have more than one child for the one-child policy in the U.S. now being proposed and pushed, that we shouldn't give old people treatment because there's too many humans. Once you decide that, everybody knows there's too many people. Okay, well, then you die first. After they sell us on these ideas, then they've set the precedent that humans are bad, the government's going to deal with this threat, war on humanity, a global tax, regional taxes on carbon dioxide that humans exhale, that plants breathe. That's the big toxic waste threat, not all the real genetic engineering, toxic waste, and all the things that are actually happening. So in this stack, I had a few stories that just came out this last week that I thought we'd go over. Don't treat the old and unhealthy, say doctors. Why should we pay for smokers' health care? See, once they socialize, then we're all in a big pot and the government's going to decide. Mississippi politicians seek to ban fats. This is from the smoking gun. We have the bill here. It says that state licensed restaurants, which they all are, now it's just don't have a clean restaurant or don't serve alcohol to minors. Now it's don't serve to people that are fat. See, everybody's a secret police member for the government. They have all these reasons that sound reasonable, but it's all about control. Once they sell you on what type of light bulb you can have or what type of toilet you can have, or they're going to tax you if you have more than one child, once they do that, then they can expand it when that precedent is set. So we'll be going over that. Also, Bill Clinton said, quote, "We just have to slow down our economy to fight global warming. We have to be serfs. We have to be pauperized to be able to cure the threat of global warming." That is, of course, naturally occurring, and thank God it is, because that boosts the load of life that can live on the planet. Some good news: Wesley Snipes cleared of serious tax charges. We'll be going into some of that and some bad Second Amendment news and good Second Amendment news today. Right now, let's get through some more of your calls. I'm going to come back and get into the eugenic society, what you're really living in, what you really face, and how you're all going to have more government bureaucrats and social workers literally ordering you around and telling you, how to go to the bathroom, basically. Let's go ahead and take a call from Al in Australia. You are welcome to the airwaves, sir.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
I just want to let you know some good news. We got a 9/11 truth tour coming to Australia from March the 14th to the 16th with some high-profile speakers.
Good. What time is it in Australia?
Right now, 11 past 10 in the morning.
Oh, so it's an early morning show for you.
Well, I've been up all night painting banners for it.
Oh, good. So tell me who's coming to the land down under.
Professor Stephen Jones, these are the confirmed speakers so far. Lieutenant Colonel Bob Bowman, Jedward Griffin, Barry Zwicker, Dave Von Christ, Dr. Frank Legg, Dr. David Leifer, Ian Woods, and Cosmos.
Where are they going to travel around?
That's just in Sydney for 3 days at the Powerhouse Museum right down in the center of the city.
Is it going to be a big event?
Well, I hope so, yeah. It's the first big one here that we've done, so it's done sort of...
Hey, on another issue, I've got reports that your central bank's got serious inflation starting there, just like we have here.
Yeah, they're talking about rising at a point or something in the next few days.
What, rising the interest rate to try to drive down inflation?
Yeah.
Why not be like the U.S.? Why not cut it by 125 basis points and implode the economy?
And our dollars are not worth anything anyway. Yeah, so in order to talk to you, Alex, I've been listening to you for about 3 years. Got woken up by Dave Von Christ and then followed it up with your stuff. And, yeah, I really appreciate the work you do.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Good to hear from you from Sydney, Australia. Let's go ahead now and talk to Chris in St. Louis. You're on the air. Go ahead, Chris.
Alex, thank you so much, listener since 01. What I was going to point out was there was a PBS special in the past week about lobotomies.
And how they're good.
Oh, they're fantastic.
We all need them.
They were good.
Maybe at birth we can all be given them. That's or you're with Al-Qaeda.
They were giving them up till 1960, and the creator of them actually had a...
Yeah, he was a psychopath. I've seen film footage of him in the 40s taking an ice pick into a child's head and just jabbing holes in their brain.
Fantastic.
Oh, were they showing that and saying it was good?
Alex, what else was I going to say? Oh, even among the people in the truth movement, I'm 28 years old. I've been talking about gold since it was 320.
If you had a lobotomy, you wouldn't think gold was good. What's wrong with you, sir? Poison is good in your water. Lobotomies are good.
Well, what I'm going to say is, even among the people in the truth movement, I find a lot of people still have been affected negatively by fluoride, I assume, and chemtrails and who knows what else. Most people just touch the surface and can't get the greater issues.
Yeah, most people don't have critical thinking. They've been brain damaged with a mass chemical lobotomy.
Yeah, I mean, like the guy on your Endgame video, Crawford, I can't remember what his name was, he said, they're not after money, they're after power. And even people in the truth movement still can't understand it's about
the elite openly
power.
Said with eugenics that we are going to dumb down the mass to make it more easily controlled by putting chemicals in the water. I mean, that's their own documents.
Sign me up first. I want extra chemicals. How about you?
Well, if you don't take them, sir, it shows you're with Al-Qaeda. You know, I really think, sir, that you do need more sodium fluoride. I mean, you know, how dare you... How dare you attack America? How dare you, boy? If you're a good Republican, you're going to support Hillary. How many years did I tell you that was going to happen? And now Hillary Clinton has been endorsed by Ann Coulter. She says, she's our girl. Hillary is our girl. That's a quote. Our girl. We'll destroy your dollar, destroy your future, poison you, and then go have you fight with some Muslims. They're the threat. Not the government surveillance, not the government taxes, not the regulation, not the social workers. Look, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, getting serious, shows in their own documents, their own film, their own admissions, where the scientific elite got hired 100 years ago by the big banks to dumb everybody down, propaganda, brainwashing, poisoning you. And I'm sorry that the reality is so incredible, but a lot of you that play it safe and think you're members of the establishment, you better take action now or you have no future. That's the only hope we've got. And there's a lot of good old boys who think you're part of the system, or you know I'm telling the truth, but you say, yeah, I'm just going to stay out of it all. You're in it whether you know it or not. But I know I'm a kook. Just give your child the mercury shine and just go ahead and give him lots of tap water, okay? We'll be right back.
Yeah. It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what they're after using.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, for folks listening on the East Coast, at 5 to 7 Eastern Mountain, 3 to 5 Pacific, 2 to 4. We're here. It is the Sunday edition. I am your syndicated radio talk show host and documentary filmmaker, Alejandro Jones. The websites are prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, truthnews.us. By the way, infowars.com the next few days is going to have your own MySpace accounts on it, your own sections for yourselves. Total redo has been done for a week or so, but it'll be launched the next few days. So be watching infowars.com very closely. got the same design it had like in 1999, and some people like that retro look like Grudge, but we're moving on here, so you'll be able to have your own place at InfoWars.com. Let me just rampage through a bunch of your calls, then I'll get into the government wants to not give treatment and basically kill old people and anybody who's overweight and the rest of it. I'm not kidding. It's all right here, and we're going to be going over it. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Jared in San Marcos, Texas. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I guess I'm doing all right.
Well, I just want to let you know that there is a different avenue for the information you're conveying to my generation, which I'm 21 years old, and I play Xbox Live. Now, when I play Xbox Live, I share everything that I hear on Coast to Coast AM, your show, and everything that I've read about Daniel Estulin and the Bilderberg Group. And
no, I know. In World of Warcraft and all that, you can talk to all the people.
Exactly.
There's tens of millions, more than that, probably 50, 60 million last time I looked, mm-hmm. in these now. Look, I'm in a couple video games, a big one. It's a top marquee game put out by Viacom. And of course, it was a low-level fans here in Austin, but I'm at the beginning of Black Site.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the new Black Site.
I'll pick that up then, most definitely. But I want to let you
know. Yeah, that was made here in Austin. The guys are fans, but go ahead.
Cool. I just wanted to let you know that there are people talking and awakening on Xbox Live. I've informed people who are 15, and we sent them to your website.
There's another really popular game. I forget the name.
Call of Duty 4 is another good one.
Well, no, there's another huge one where when you get to the end of the game, you open the safe for the fight in the New World Order, and there's one of my videos is in there. I forget the name of that one.
Oh, man, I wish. I don't know. There's so many that kind of.
It's a game where it's got, like, you know, really high-quality film video at the first, the intro, and the group and the government releases a bioweapon to blame it on terrorists.
Hmm.
It's one of the marquee games. It was like 2 years ago, so I forget the name.
One of the games that we talk on is called Fear, and it's about a psychically controlled soldiers by one psychic commander. Now, it sounds far-fetched, but, you know, it's could be happening right now as we speak. You know?
Oh, yeah, Black Site Area 51, but it's another one, too.
Yeah, this one's called Fear, though, and that's what me and my friends talk on. So just letting you know, there's a different avenue, and your information is getting out to the younger generation.
Fantastic. No, I mean, I'm aware of that, and it's great news. I think Black Site Area 51 is the way I was talking about. It's Black Site Area 51. But there's another big game. I forget the name of it. But people put the video up on YouTube. At the end of the game, when you find the big secret, it's Road to Tyranny and Order of Death, my videos. The end of the game, I hate to give it away to you, you open up the safe, you've defeated the New World Order, and there are the videos in the safe. A nice little thing they did, because then all those kids, and I guess adults playing it too, go watch the film. Yeah, we're definitely having an effect. You know, I try to get up here and have a happy face about it and be sarcastic sometimes about how serious stuff is. But the government really does put fluoride in your water to rot holes in your brain. I mean, it's a fact. I mean, it's so incredible. Total criminals run everything. They've been running the country since the 50s. And, you know, I'm just going to, now new scientists and now, you know, Nobel Prize winners are all going public about it. The government did it on purpose. I mean, do you understand that? You understand that? You understand who runs things? Why are you still alive then? God is the reason I'm still alive. And they don't want to make me a martyr. But I'm sick of people. Every talk show interview I do, I did a couple interviews yesterday, and the host were asking me that. Oh, I just get sick of being asked about it. I get sick of thinking about it. You know, I'm just telling the truth here. And I'm never going to surrender until I draw my last breath. And I'll come back and haunt the New World Order, God willing. Let's talk to Barbara in Austin, Texas. You're on the air, Barbara.
Yes, hi, Alex. I'm calling about slavery and the IRS.
Yes. Indentured servitude. Well, you think that's bad. What about everybody that runs a restaurant now is going to have to spy on overweight people and not feed them?
I don't know about that. But
I mean, they make us all little minion spies of the government. You violate the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, against having to incriminate yourself when you fill out a tax form. Whatever. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
On Saturday morning, I called my bank because I hadn't received the 1099.
And the IRS had frozen your account and sucked it dry with pleasure.
That's right. All my money was gone. All my money was gone, and the bank hadn't even given me a call.
How much did they snatch? No judge, no jury, no letter, no not.
$1,400 they took out, but my bank, here's where most of the slavery comes in. My bank told told me that they were going to charge me a $75 fee for them giving my money away.
Now, why is the Internal Revenue Service that pays the money of the private Federal Reserve, why did they check your money?
I had previously complained to the Austin Police Department about the IRS harassing me. I complained to them in 2001 and also 2003 because IRS was harassing me. I was a former employee, and I've left.
Oh, that's definite reprisal, yeah.
Well,
that's what America's all about, ma'am. No judge, no jury. You know, they don't arrest you. Nothing happens. But, see, Americans think that's normal now. No judge, no jury, no indictment, no grand jury, no arrest, just your money's gone. But don't worry, all over the nation, state police everywhere, local police have been caught. They'll just pull an old lady over. She'll have $5,000 on her. They'll just say, you shouldn't have $5,000. We're taking it. No judge, no jury, no arrest, asset forfeiture, seizure. That's what America, that's freedom, ma'am, is no due process. That's good Soviet Union. But don't worry, officers, those of you that like the system and go along with it. I know a lot of you don't and are waking up. Don't worry. Don't believe me. I'm a kook. In your gut, you know I'm not. But drink a few extra helpings of tap water today. Just drink it and don't listen to me. Go ahead and give your 18-month-old baby that third round of shots when they have that convulsion and are gone and basically drooling in the corner for the rest of their life. You got to keep them in diapers till they're 50. I mean, I wish you wouldn't hurt your children, but you believe in the government, don't you? You know, I went to buy my wife a present the other day, and I was at the mall. I rarely go there. There was just autistic children in wheelchairs everywhere. And I wanted to stop and tell them, if you have more children, don't take the mercury shots. But they would have told me, the news says there's no more mercury. Or, the mercury is good for you. I heard a doctor on the radio say so. Okay, don't believe me. Again, don't believe me, okay? Don't you believe me? I mean, I've been on vacations. I've been at the gym. I've been everywhere. And I'd say to a lady who has an autistic child, I'd say, when did that happen? And every time they say, well, he was 18 months old. She was 18 months old. And I gave him we went to the doctor, the third round of shots. He had a convulsion in the car, and he never talked again. He was talking and running around the house and giggling and happy, and he's gone now. And he's gone now because they love you. He's gone now because they're sicko eugenicists, and you better find out, every single one of you, what that means, because it tears my guts out to talk about it. I'm sick of talking about it. I'm your friend, police. I'm your friend, military. I know the majority. Ron Paul's got more military contributions than both parties combined. I know the troops are good. He's got more cop contributions. I know the cops are good. I'm talking to that few out there that still serve the system. I don't even know why I'm attacking the cops. Most of the cops I talk to know, but a lot of them still don't. This government's evil. It's gone bad. A bunch of psycho scientists run it. And all I'm trying to do is warn you. Endgame's free on Google Video. Watch it.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-457-9914. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years' worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something is better than nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let me get serious with you out there. Imagine when you've read the government documents how the U.S. and England discovered in the 20s that sodium fluoride was a toxic sedative that attacks every gland, every organ, and causes a 20-point IQ reduction. It's even worse if you drink it continually as a small child. Permanently, brain damages you. To find out they put it in the slave camps in Nazi Germany and the gulags in Russia. That's mainstream history. Then they come here and put it in our water. Now, again, I keep harping on that because that's one point of thousands I could get into. All the testing, all the chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals, they've dumped on U.S. cities. It's all declassified. And so today, you ought to go to Google Video and watch Endgame for free. It costs $150,000 to make. You can buy the DVD at InfoWars.com or Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble and Best Buy. I don't care if you buy it. All I want you to do is go watch it. I mean, it's better quality on the DVD. It's better quality if you watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv. But I don't care. How could I morally not put it up for free? Before Google Video and YouTube, we couldn't afford to put stuff up for free. I put up bribery I caught on tape that made national news and the Statesman locally in 1999. The Texas legislature was in session. Was it 2000? I put it up and got a $4,000 bill at the end of the month just for putting up a four-minute clip. And I said, that's it for putting stuff up for free. But when Google Video came along that same year, I said, baby, it's all free. All 18 of my films, jet airplanes, you know, we're flying to Istanbul, Turkey to make these films, to Ottawa, Canada, to Honduras, to Nicaragua, to El Salvador, to England, high-def cameras, everything. I don't take the extra money I get and buy a few more fancy cars or a bigger house. I take it and I make films to warn you how they're killing you and your family with slow-kill weapons. That's what I do. So I just want you to see Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's been off and on, number one, number two, number three on Google Video for like a month and a half now. Tens of millions seeing it. What did Google Video do? They took the counter off. It was getting national attention that all the top videos on Google Video now go to their most viewed, their top 100. It's all Patriot stuff. It's all the truth because people are waking up through their fluoride fog. And that's only one. They've been doing that to us since the 50s, in other countries since the 30s. Imagine how long they've been doing other stuff to us. All right, I'm going to go to Mike, Dan, Mike, Fred, others that are patiently holding. In fact, Fred's in Japan. I'm going to go to him first when we get to him. I want you to understand, this stack of news I have is just the last few days, and what I do on the Sunday show is I kind of go through my stack of news, probably 500, 600 articles, because we print them. We don't just get them on the web. We print them out as we have them in our hand. It's impossible to surf around and go to each story on air. And I mean, this is a fraction of them right here. And now remember last week it was California's going to pass a law to remote control the thermostat in your house to decide how hot or cold it can be. Or the feds have passed a law to make you take the new light bulbs that last 8 years that are full of mercury and toxic waste. Doesn't matter, they have phosphorescent bulbs that last almost as long and are much better for the environment. They don't care. It's about setting precedents. And I'm sort of CPS and people's kids in Colorado and California and New York, and one of the worst places is Arkansas. Coming and taking your child. They started it about 5 years ago in different parts of the country. 6 years, 7 years, some areas, but about 5 years ago, started going in everywhere. And now the psychologist is paid for by the feds. They're actually reps. This is in the New Freedom Initiative. Go read it for yourself. To try to get, quote, half the kids on drugs. Already have 20%. The psychologist that works there is basically a rep for the state. And they call you in and teach you about suicide, which actually has made suicide go way up. 10-year-olds didn't used to think about suicide until they told them about it. Now it's an option. So suicide explodes. Putting the kids on Prozac, Ritalin, and then they go nuts like Britney Spears after they get on the stuff. Every mass killing, every woman that cuts their kids' arms off or drowns them, every shooting we've had at schools are always on the serotonin reuptake inhibitors in the psychotropic class. And I remember in those states, they started, oh, at first it sounded reasonable. We're going to help your child be healthier. And they set a really low standard. I mean, by low, I mean, you didn't have to be but a few pounds overweight, and they put you on a list. And if you haven't lost that weight in 1 year, then they put you, quote, on probation. But there's no law. There's just people in uniforms, and the public's dumb and say, okay, I don't have any rights. And the next year, if your kid hadn't lost that weight, they take your child. It's going on all over the country. And now they want to have a national sales tax, which they have fake conservatives, probably most of them well-meaning idiots pushing, a, quote, fair tax. They don't tell you, as I saw the federal documents 10 years ago, I've been covering it for 10. You've been listening to me, some of you, for 12. Let me see, it was 99, 98, yeah, about 10 years since I started covering this. Been on the air since 95. I remember reading how different central banks and the Organization of Economic Development that grew out of the Marshall Plan that became the international structure said that we're a tax haven. And they said, we're going to sell the public on getting rid of the IRS, but we're just going to change the name of it and call it a 10% Social Security tax, and we can raise that. We're going to have a sales tax that's federal that's shared with the locals, but you'll have to swipe a card even when you pay with cash. And then if you eat too much meat, buy cigarettes, beer, we're going to know. And then that's going to go on your insurance, and we're going to have socialized medicine, and then we're going to sell the public that we can't be paying for these people overweight or people that smoke or drink or eat red meat. And so then we'll stop giving them health care to the bioethicist boards, which grows out of eugenics. Here's the London Telegraph. Don't treat the old and unhealthy, say doctors. Now listen to this. See, first they sell you on what sounds reasonable. Always sounds, but see where it leads. Doctors are calling for the NHS treatment to be withheld from patients who are too old or who lead unhealthy lives. See, too old now? Oh, you're old. You don't get any health care. See, that's what national health care is about. The government controls it. Smokers, heavy drinkers, the obese, and the elderly. See, oh, you're fat, so you don't get. Oh, you're a heavy drinker. Oh, you're a smoker. By the way, you know what the main thing fluoride attacks is? Your thyroid. And they've been doing treatments now, major studies. If you get off fluoride, you're thyroid, if it didn't completely burn out, will reverse it. I know people that eat regular sized meals that are overweight. Why has diabetes gone up 3,000%? Why has cancer gone from 1 in 33 decades ago to 1 in 3 now? Why is all this happening? But see, notice how they say smokers, heavy drinkers, the obese, and then they just add somebody who hadn't done anything. The elderly should be barred from receiving operations, according to doctors, with most saying the health service cannot afford to provide free health care. And the government goes on to say it. I have the U.S. government saying it and reports here pushing it as well. And then I have this off the Drudge Report today from the Smoking Gun, Mississippi. Politicians seek to ban fats. New bill would make it illegal for restaurants to serve the obese. Now, first it was you got to clean your counter, sound reasonable. You can't serve whiskey to eight-year-olds, sounds reasonable. And then now, oh, and by the way, this is all through international bodies that then give bond ratings to cities and states. That's why the same laws happening in Mississippi are happening in Texas. They pushed this here. Mississippi legislators this week introduced a bill that would make it illegal for state-licensed restaurants, it's all of them, to serve obese patrons. Bill number 282, a copy of which you'll find below, is the brainchild of three members of the state's House of Representatives, Republicans Marshall Jr., John Reed, and Democrat Bobby Shows. The bill, which is, and it goes on. And here it is. And so they're going to weigh you now, and they're going to come out and tape measure you. But see, it also makes the restaurant slaves of the government having to enforce this. Folks, this is just the beginning. How many years did I tell you this? They're going to run our entire lives controlling our thermostats. I saw a bill from 1988 where the feds wanted to have the same FEMA system that's in control of this radio station, every TV station. Everything's wired through it where they can control it. A FEMA box you're not allowed to get into. An armored box at the transmitter is controlled by the government. All cable, all TV, all radio, all the Internet hubs, they hit one button and whatever they want to come out of it. Have you seen how half the billboards are now government stuff? Don't be fat. Don't drink. Don't, you know, tattle on your neighbor. Guns are evil. I'm living in a Running Man. I said I'd take your calls, but I got more. Minister orders fluoride to be added to the water, London Times. Despite protest and top scientists saying it's deadly poison, they insist it's for your health. Oh, they love you so much. You just wait. Under the new carbon tax, you're all going to have social workers that visit your house to see if you're wasting energy. No Bill of Rights, no nothing.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a bad experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. Final segment, some final news coming up right now. Let's go to your calls. Fred in Japan, land of the rising sun. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, fat boy.
Hey.
I mean that affectionately. Listen, I live in Austin, but I came over to Japan. I do video production for this tattoo artist because, you know, real expensive tattoos make us feel like real men. I love your little comments on that. Anyway, side note, I'm in Osaka, and Fulford has his radio or a TV show here every Wednesday. And so I've got an interview with him. Tomorrow evening, he's going to let me videotape an interview with him. And so I was just going to see if you had any anything you might want.
Well, for those who don't know, that's the former Forbes writer who quit because they were censoring him and talks about how the Asians discovered the elite's master plan to exterminate 80% of the world's population. And I've interviewed him several times, including on this Sunday edition transmission. But, I mean, just bring up whatever issues you want. I've interviewed him three times.
I was just gonna videotape it and then maybe post it to YouTube or something. And
good. So Fulford didn't tell me he had a television show in Osaka. Is it regional or is it nationwide?
No, I think what I've been told is Osaka is the second largest city in Japan, and so I'm pretty sure it's nationwide because the guys that I'm working for, they know him. They're pretty big fans, and the people here, or at least the people that I've been interacting with, they seem pretty well informed. I showed them the Japanese Diet Parliament video, and then,
yeah, the government saying 9/11 is an inside job. The former Italian president saying it's an inside job. The former head of the German Parliament saying it's an inside job. All these former top CIA people saying it's an inside job. Oh, but we're kooks.
Correct. But then I wanted to show them Loose Change, and I couldn't figure out how to do it. But they immediately pulled it up, and it's already been translated to Japanese, and they love it. They love it. And
good job, man. Good to hear from you. That's an Austin transplant to Osaka. Let's go ahead now and talk to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on the air.
Dan, yeah, Texas. Yes, Mr. Jones, I was having one of those moments, one of those Alex Jones is right moments. If anybody wants to learn how to stay calm in a crisis, they're going to teach it at the Baptist Church in New Braunfels, Texas, on February 24th. They're going to have a lecture on how to stay calm in a crisis.
Now, for those that don't know what that is, I first reported 2 years ago and had the pastors on and released secret FEMA documents that 13,000 preachers had been secretly trained in 2006 to tell their people to they tell them, come to learn how to stay calm. But then when you show up at the event, they tell you, turn your guns in when the government says, give them your children, go to FEMA camps, take the shots. I released the documents. And now last year, television, was an NBC, admitted and said, yes, now it's 26,000 preachers. They've doubled the number. They're going to double it again in 08 to 52,000 preachers, an army of the government to tell their flocks to lay down to the government and hand their guns in. They're getting us ready for martial law. Tell me the name of the church. Was this your church, or what happened?
Well, I'm not actually a church member. The church is called the First Baptist Church. I'm just kind of a visitor. I went with a friend, and I was just...
Hey, bring me a pen, guys, before I forget to write that down. First Baptist Church in New Braunfels. I don't doubt you, because I know they've got 26,000 preachers on FEMA payroll secretly to do it. But now it's not so secret. And I'm not kidding. Just type pastors training for martial law or pastors being recruited by government into Google. You'll find all the documents, the articles, the rest of it. And when the preacher, one of them came on my show, he faxed it from another place. The FEMA went and interrogated the place, tracked back when he made the fax and came in and threatened him. But it doesn't matter. A year later, it came out. So how did you hear about this?
Well, I went to church. I went to church on a Sunday morning, and they offered me this packet, the new member packet. And it has all this neat stuff in it, and it has a little brochure in it. Tells you what they're doing this month, and that's what they're doing this month.
Now, had you heard me talk about that?
Yes, I have. I've been listening to you for probably 5 to 7 years now.
Now, did you open it and read it at home, or did you see this there?
No, I read it at home. See, actually, that's what I was going to ask you. What should I tell these people?
You should go with a video camera. They're going to hear about this. FEMA's going to probably be there and say, and again, in America, secret police at a church, they'll probably tell you, don't have a camera. But I would just pull one out and start taping and have a friend there. They'll probably try to call police. I mean, I don't know this group, but this is a standard M.O. because you're not allowed to tape it. Well, it's secret. Oh, government, martial law. I mean, see, folks, how bad it is?
Well, don't get crazy now, Mr. Jones. I'll go ahead and record it for you, but don't go hunting anyone down or nothing like that because I, you know, don't want to cause too much trouble, sir.
I know. We want to just let the martial law happen. But
oh, okay. You're right.
I mean, just, specifically, what does it say in there?
I haven't read the. Well, it's a lecture. It's not the brochure doesn't say what they're going to teach.
But that's what church is about in the Soviet Union and China. You go and the pastor tells you how to submit to the government and how to worship them.
That's pretty much what they're going to do. So we'll find out, I guess, huh?
Oh, listen. I want you to. What date is this?
This is on February 24th.
And is it a lecture by the pastor?
I don't know. I've only been to the church twice. I assume it's by the pastor.
What to do in a disaster. Oh, thank you. Yeah, it doesn't matter whether that story's true or not, and the caller sounds credible, but I'm sure it's a wonderful church. And you've got a lot of well-meaning idiots in these churches that run these systems. Hitler, of course, recruited the churches. The Soviets did that, too. The communist Chinese did that. And don't believe me. Go to prisonplanet.com and read the actual documents. But you don't have to believe the documents we got a year before it broke in the news. You can just actually go to the newscast we now have posted where they say martial law. The pastors have been recruited by FEMA to teach their flock how martial law is good and how we must turn our guns in. That's good, isn't it? And Ann Coulter's endorsing Hillary Clinton. That's conservative. They're going for broke, ladies and gentlemen, because they know when they pull the plug for depression to take everything you've got, you're going to get angry. So they got to have all the pastors out there. No, no, it's of the Lord. It's of the Lord. Oh, it's so sick. Mike in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going, man?
Oh, I'm learning how I go to church to submit to the
Lord. Hey, man, I'm calling you from about 13 miles the other side of Fort Detrick. You ought to see all the building up in the last 3 years up here at Fort Detrick.
Yeah, that was under BioShield, tens of billions of dollars to create huge, expand the biological and chemical weapons labs.
So that's what that's going on.
BioShield, yeah.
Okay, and the other thing is I wanted to let you know that I'm retired military, and no longer can you, you know, the paper... like medical records that you can carry in to see your physician wherever you go, Walter Reed, National Naval, they're doing away with that.
It's all got to be in the database in case you were a smoker or in case you are overweight. You're not going to get treatment.
Exactly. Oh. And they're changing the meds that you're on.
Yeah, they're going on.
You've been on for 20 years. They're changing them, buddy.
Well, it's for your own good, sir.
Yeah, right.
sir, drink fluoride, okay? It's good to have preachers telling people to turn their guns in. I mean,
right now, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle. We better get ready.
Well, now, sir.
I'm going to be fighting.
Sir, your pastor says, they even teach him how to let the government take your kids. It's of the Lord. This government secretly recruited the preachers, and now they're openly announcing it. Secretly recruiting preachers, the Pentagon and FEMA is of the Lord. Having secret government ops everywhere is good. Oh, Mike in Virginia, where our friends rule us. Go ahead, you're on the air, sir.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Hey, look, I'll be quick about this. I should have called at the beginning of the show. I'm new to all this information.
Well, just drink more fluoride. You'll be okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you on the Alan Combs show a couple of weeks ago, and I've been hooked ever since. I've been to your website, InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com. I have a couple of questions. I'll just let you speak on it.
Hit me.
All right. Like I said, I'm an infant to this kind of awakening, so be patient with me. I just recently found out that the Federal Reserve is not a governmental agency.
No, private corporation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to bankrupt everything and take over, yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could comment on that, as well as... we're in Iraq fighting for democracy, so to speak, but yet we allow families such as the Saudis of Saudi Arabia and the English monarchy to survive and the Kuwaiti family.
It's all staged. The official Pentagon plan is to exterminate Iraqis and carry out genocide. But the public thing is 100 years to democratize them. It's about oil, drugs, no-bid contracts, invading other nations, building permanent bases, and also creating a cadre of military people that done house-to-house gun confiscation to bring them back here and double the size of the police force with them. Uh-huh. And that's all in Pentagon documents, too. Everything I say is documented. And, great question, sir. Call me back next Sunday or during the weekday show, and we can talk more about the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. Look, I've just been real angry today. You know, callers remind me of things, like the preachers being recruited, telling them, let them take your kids, let them take your guns, go to camps, let them give you shots, it's of the Lord. I mean, that's like a science fiction horror movie. It's going on all around you. You need to ask your preachers locally if they're part of this. Look, the good news is the people have woken up. They tried to bring fascism in with Hillary and Bush. They're all together. It isn't going to work. The battle's joined. Spread the word. Tell everybody about truthnews.us, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. And look, I hope you enjoy the Super Bowl, but I hope you start thinking about what really matters. That's your children and your future. God bless you all. Big news tomorrow on Prison Planet. Huge breaking news tomorrow. Wait till you see it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terror.